This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Canvassing will also conclude for the first phase of assembly elections in Odisha and single-phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Odisha will take place. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said, Congress will cease to be a recognized opposition party in the Lok Sabha after the declaration of general election results on the 4th of June. Addressing an election rally at Fulwani in Kandamal district of Odisha this morning, Mr. Modi said the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, will win more than 400 Lok Sabha seats this elections and the Congress party will manage to win less than 50 seats. Mr. Modi also said that after the 26-11 attacks, Congress did not set any inquiry on the attacks for fear of upsetting its vote bank. Attacking the Congress for making the countrymen afraid of Pakistan for possessing atom bombs, Mr. Modi said the economic condition of Pakistan is such that it is trying to sell the atom bombs to other countries to come out of the precarious situation. Mr. Modi also hit out at Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Supremo Naveen Patnaik and his government over the missing Ratna Bhandar keys of Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri. He said that once the BJP government is formed in Odisha, it will ensure that the sanctity of the Ratna Bhandar is established. The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day electioneering tour to Odisha, is currently addressing a public meeting at Balangir and later will address Bargarh parliamentary constituency this afternoon. BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow in Tirupati in Andhra Pradesh. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi is addressing a rally in tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of North Maharashtra. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting at Kadapa Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh. The BJP is contesting in 10 assembly and 6 Lok Sabha constituencies in the single-phase assembly and parliamentary elections to be held on Monday in Andhra Pradesh. In Gujarat, repolling is taking place at Prathampur polling station under the Dahod Lok Sabha constituency today. The voting, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission ordered fresh polling at the polling station of Santarampur Taluka and Mahisagar district after irregularities were reported in the voting held on the 7th of this month during the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. In Afghanistan, at least 50 people were killed and more than 100 injured after heavy rainfall in northern part of the country. According to Taliban officials, heavy rainfall has affected 5 districts of Baghlan province. Death toll might rise as many people are still missing. Taliban officials said more than 150 people were trapped under debris and in need of urgent help. In the Meteorological Department, IMD has forecast a rain spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over central, east and south peninsula parts of India till Monday. In West Bengal and Sikkim, there is a forecast of scattered to fairly widespread rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms, lightning and squally winds till tomorrow and till Monday in Bihar and Jharkhand. Last night, a massive dust storm with wind speed of over 50 km per hour hit Delhi and the National Capital Region. In Delhi, 6 people were injured and 2 killed due to uprooting and 17 people were reported injured due to damaged building. Uprooting of tree branches also affected traffic movement. Many flights were diverted due to bad weather. In Rohtak, a medium-wave transmitter of Akashvani collapsed, leading to interruption in services since 9 p.m. yesterday. However, FM services are functioning normally. In women's wrestling, Nisha Dahiya has become the 5th Indian woman grappler to qualify for the Paris Olympics. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.